podcast gurus. I'm going to teach you the tools and the tricks to have a successful podcast. Check me out at CasanovaWilliams.com.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova Williams, a.k.a. the podcast guru, here with another podcast guru podcast. Today, I'm talking about your niche, your angle. People sit there and ask me all the time, Cas, what should I talk about on my podcast? And I say to them, why you're asking me? They say, because I want to have a successful podcast, so I want to make sure it's a topic that's successful. And I say, tell me where it tells you anywhere that your podcast success is based on what you talk about. And let me explain what I mean about that. I know podcasts that do a lot of different subjects. They do local news, world news. They do general stuff. Others that do specific, like sports or commentary and things like that. And at the end of the day, you know, there are a lot of successful podcasts in all those categories. So at the end of the day, you shouldn't be worried about what I should do to be popular. You should think about what you can do that you could constantly talk about. Because at the end of the day, podcasts is about consistency. It's about the content. And if you don't have a consistent, if you're not consistent on your podcast, then you're going to lose your audience. So the last thing you should be thinking about is the topic that's going to make it successful. Because there's a niche, there's a audience for anything. I think I said this before in another podcast where, you know, some of the most popular YouTube videos are the SMR and SMARs. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong, where they do the sounds. Well, you know, all those type of sounds. Very popular. People say it's therapeutic. It's very relaxing. It deals, helps someone with anxiety, their depression, all this stuff, right? Very popular, right? So if you're telling me that somebody just rubbing a comb in a microphone and they're getting millions of views for that, then you can't tell me that there's a particular topic that you're talking about that people are not gonna be interested in. I mean, seriously. So at the end of the day, what you have to understand is that your topic is it your concern as far as what you should talk about to be popular or is going to get popping. Because all you do is copying somebody else. See, podcasting is something that is great because you could be 100% unique with minimum effort. Think about it. Like, let's say I want to do a podcast on motorcycles, right? And I do it for a little bit, and I get that niche, and people are really feeling it, right? What effort did you really put into it? And let's say that people, but it's not enough numbers for you. Let's just say, I'm just for sake of argument, it's not enough numbers. You're like, I'm not really getting a podcast. I mean, all you did was an hour of your life a week on the podcast. You put it out. That's it. If it didn't pop off, you could always say, I'm going to talk about something else. I'm going to take these down, talk about something else. It's not like music or YouTube video. You know, YouTube video, you gotta, you know, edit, do, you gotta do a lot. Music, you gotta, the producer, the ed, all that. There's a lot of things, but with podcasts, to be honest, all you did was talk. Now, of course, you can get deeper into the production of a podcast, you know, adding music and you want to go through fine tooth and editing and all that stuff. Yes, you can. But at the end of the day, it's not really something that you put so much effort that if it doesn't work out, you can't try again. And that doesn't mean necessarily that your topic isn't interesting. Maybe it's just not you. Maybe you said, I'm going to do my motorcycle club. But then it's like, man, I don't have enough stuff to talk about. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it gets hard for me to talk about it. You know, when I sit down, try to plan, you know, but there's this other subject. Maybe just Harley Davidson's, man, I could really get into that. And then you can switch your podcast around. That simple. So don't sit there and worry so much about the topic, because when you do that, you're really taking away the what's important with the podcast. It's not the topic. It's the consistency of that topic. And you'll find your niche. And if you don't, you put minimum effort in. I always do tell people, though, to be honest, you know, give it about 6 months. On average, once a week for about 6 months. Well, you know what? 3 to 6 months. Let's put it like that. If you don't start seeing results from the podcast, but you still believe in it, then you have to reevaluate what you need to do. Maybe it's my delivery. Maybe it's my topic, whatever. You know, that's if you believe in it. But let's say you try it for 3 months and you're like, you know what? I'm not really, it's not really going well. I'm not getting the, you know, it's, you know, I tried things, it's not working. All right, fine. You just invested an hour a week and that's it. That's all you did. But you have you have 3 to 6 months of content, which is good. You could leave the content up there, just switch. Or money making situation, and you know, you could take that content off, do something new. When that starts to get popular, let's say you finally find your niche and boom, you're in the listeners, you could sell the old audio. Like, yo, I have a whole podcast series about, you know, about 20 shows on General Motorcycles. I want to sell the whole series to you for, you know, $10. You listen to the whole series. I mean, you could monetize that technically. Because now you have something that's popular, but so you could make money off of the thing that you did that wasn't popular, but now will be because you got the fan base. Or you could repost it as a new podcast, a spinoff, or just a brand new subject, and get the listeners on that. So at the end of the day, there is, you don't have to necessarily think of the idea thing to do for podcasting and it's going to just blow up. You have time because you're putting the least effort into it as far as like production, as far as producing. Now, if it's a song, yeah, that's insulting because you put your heart and soul into a song. The beat maker makes the beat. You go in the studio, you write the lyrics, and then, you know, you sing it and you go through different takes. Then after it's all done, then the engineer, he'll go in and edit and do all of that. Then you have to pay, depending on if you have a deal or not, depending on your situation, that's still money to put it out there, to promote it. And then people don't like it. You could be out thousands, tens of thousands of dollars on one song that you promoted independently and nobody likes. Podcast, you could invest the 3 months, every hour, and it doesn't pop off. You could say, you know what, I put that to the side, I want to start something new. You could always reinvent yourself. Music and other things is kind of hard because it's like, will the people be acceptable to that? Will the people like your new music, your new look, your new image? Because with music and YouTube and content, that's all matters. How you look, everything matters. And you put all this effort in, even like YouTube vlogging, you know, you buy the camera, the lights, and you do all of that. And the people can say, sorry, we don't like it. And then you're like, damn, I did all of this and they don't like it. I spent how much money, how much time? But podcast, and now we're a week talking. Bare minimum. You put it out there. People don't like it. You can say, all right, cool. On to the next. You could try. I know people that literally had like four or five podcast topics that they put out. They did a whole thing of them. Didn't work out. Moved to the next. All but moved to the next until they got that podcast that was popular. Then they just reposted old stuff like it was new stuff. Of course, depending on the podcast, if you're mentioning names and all your dates and all that, maybe, you know, you can't just throw it out. But at the end of the day, you know, that's content that you could use at a later date if it doesn't pop off. See, you can always take stuff down. Like, music is a little more difficult. You can, but, you know, you why would you? Because you paid for it. And that, and then, yeah, monetary-wise, but even like a video, you put all that work into that video just to take it down? You did all of that stuff just to take it down. So you lost how much money? So you got to understand with podcasts, don't come asking for the topic for the niche. Yo, talk about what you want to talk about. Try it. Like, it's literally no risk. And if you don't like it, if it doesn't go where you go, you can just take it down and start all over. What form of media can you do that with? Let me make it clear. What form of media can you do that with the potential of making money? Because even content creators spend how many hours editing, recording? That's they don't get a camera and record it, boom. No, they edit. They make sure everything's correct. The lighting's correct. They work on their content. Some of the content pop, some don't. But podcasting is different. It's not so much up. It's literally no upfront cost. And then you put it out. If it doesn't knock, if it doesn't, hit the spot, if it doesn't necessarily become popular, you could just take it down and start all over again. And nobody's going to say, oh, yo, did you have that podcast about... No. Nobody cares. It's the new podcast, new subject. New niche. I know people that have multiple podcasts on different subjects. Like me, I have multiple podcasts on different subjects. This podcast... of the podcast guru, I have Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. I have Cass and Bell Podcast with me and my wife. I have RSVP Talk, which is a show / podcast. So I have several podcasts. But all with a different niche. Now, my Black Men's Podcast is popping. Podcast Guru's popping. Cass and Bell, we don't do as consistent as we should, but we're going to start to get that popping. But it took months for it to get to where it is. And it was consistency. So that's what you have to understand about podcasting. Whatever you do, the key is being consistent. So whatever topic you choose, whatever thing you want to talk about, be consistent, because listeners want to constantly get that content in their ear. So if you're not consistent, you will not be successful. And so when you come to me and you ask me a topic, I'm going to tell you, don't think about your topic. Think about your consistency. If you say, oh, I want to talk about this topic is hot out in these streets right now, it don't matter if you're only putting it out once every 2 weeks or once a month. You're not even capitalizing on it being hot, because people, whatever is hot, people want to listen to. People want to be engaged. It's hot today, but it may not be hot tomorrow. But if you consistent every week, it still be hot, because, yo, this is the person talking about this. And then the good thing is, let's say it's hot, you have some hot podcasting, but these things die down, you could just change the subject of your podcast. Unless you did some big advertisement that was just like, yo, this podcast is all about motorcycles, woohoo. And then you change, like, yeah, I'm talking about cars right now. Then maybe it's hard to make that switch. But in general, you could switch your podcast. You could just start brand new, and there's no cost. And sometimes people don't get that. Videos, you got to put effort in. Content creators that do videos, I tip my hat on, because it's hard. I always come up with concept of new videos, and then you got to edit the videos and make the, yeah, that's hard. That's hard. I know a lot of content creators with the videos, and that's hard. I own a video production company, so we have, clients and things, we do videos. So it's hard. It is. Because you always got to think of the visuals and angles. It's difficult to do it constantly. But podcast, shoot, I could do a podcast. I could do 50 podcasts in a day if I wanted to. And if they don't work out, I move on to the next. I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Remember, every Friday, Black Men's Mental Health, we will be doing Podcast Guru, where I'll be telling you what to do to be successful in podcasting. I'm not only going to help your mental health,
But I'm also going to help your pockets as well with this, okay? All right, man. Go to CastleWilliams.com to follow me and everything I do on my ventures. Also, you can go to BlackMensMentalHelp.com. Until then, have a great day.